Ghetto Freaks explodes on the screen with excitement never before shown in a motion picture. Ghetto Freaks exposes the sensuous facts of taking over a white commune and turning the white chicks into soul sisters.
Help me!
I said no. She's my lady. Nobody touches her.
What's the matter, man? You knew the rules when you joined this family. And the rules were real fine when you didn't have a chick of your own. But you took your share real good. Now your little pink lady is going to obey the rules. You're gonna watch.
Ghetto Freaks is a motion picture that will make every part of you react with a new feeling. Groupies, long hairs, freaks, all living in one soul family and doing the bidding of a black leader. Nothing could stop these freaks from performing their weird initiation rituals night after night. Every new white convert wore an afro and obeyed the rules of the leader, and he showed them how to get their kicks where their cracker lovers left off. Ghetto Freaks is a film you can't afford to miss. Ghetto Freaks.
Hey, Ghetto Freaks! It's Friday, June 25th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, discount toddlers plus penis smuggling and decoy Jews. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you to end the week with the big Friday program. Thank you so much for joining me. Got an interesting email from Brian. Brian says, hey Tim, I was listening to the 624 show when Furry Fox called in and mentioned living in Omaha. All right. A couple of Google searches led me to this clip. I think that could be Furry Fox at the 1 minute mark. During a segment on the local news, I guess they were doing a story about furries. So let's try to figure this out together.
All right, you may have seen them around town and wondered, who are those guys in the animal suits?
Well, we discovered freaks. They're part of a group called Furries.
They dress up for a variety of reasons, and their popularity in Omaha is growing.
They've got to mention the sexual reasons.
TV News Watch 7's Carol.
Wait a second, what was that? What news?
Popularity in Omaha is growing. Gay TV News Watch 7's Carol Kloss follows
Gay
some
TV
furries
news.
Around.
Okay.
And here's what she learned.
There are wild animals Lord. In the old market. Someone stop this.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
They're not real animals.
Thank you, Carol. We couldn't figure that one out for ourselves. What is this, like news for retards?
They're not real animals. They're not mascots. Not even Disney characters. They're furries. People who dress up in animal costumes because they like to.
That's pretty much all it comes down to. This is just a way to go out and have fun.
Now, what's great is, you know, like when they are interviewing someone, they display their name. This dude's name is Harley Allen. And then underneath that, it lists Hedgehog. Harley Allen, Hedgehog.
A way to go out and have fun.
Like his furry friends, 21-year-old Harley Allen discovered that suiting up like an animal frees him of inhibitions.
Yeah, because you can't, like, no one can see you. You can act like a total fucktard and have, there's no consequences.
An animal frees him of inhibitions and lets him bring joy to others.
High five.
Now, the next guy who's going to speak is Furry Fox, according to Brian. What he thinks.
I enjoy myself as a human, you know, normally, but it's just, it's a very nice thing to be able to just make people smile.
25-year-old Ryan Venier is also attracted to the costumes. He designs and creates his own. And so does 34-year-old Eric Stevens, who started the local furries group in 1999.
Through this wonder of the internet, you find out that there are other people out there that maybe go to campouts or have...
Eric Stevens is who's speaking now. Under his name is the title Snap E. Tiger.
Conventions or parties in their houses.
God,
it's become
shoot them
a
all,
subculture,
them out of their
complete
misery.
With websites, conventions, and online communities. It's a social thing. This pack of furries
bowling.
Recently attended a bowling meet in Elkhorn.
Yeah, a couple years ago, there was a big bowling event. It was furries versus Klingons. Do you remember that?
Meeting people that are like me to know that I'm not just a weirdo.
Well, furries tell me they're used to being called weirdos,
yeah.
Freaks, even sexual deviants. The question is...
I've called them all of those things.
Harmless to dress up like an animal, or is it just plain weird?
It's not clear that, in of itself, dressing up as a furry
oh, Christ,
animal,
they brought in the psychiatrist.
There's a part of you that is a furry animal, is necessarily bad. It's just, again, how you're living your life.
Psychiatrist Jim Sorrell of the Nebraska Medical Center says there's no evidence to suggest that furries are any more sexual than the rest of us. Dr. Sorrell says the real question is whether dressing up like animals enriches people's lives and allows them to mature into healthy adults.
Mature?
Many people are have lots of loneliness, sadness, worries in their lives. It's feelings of insecurity, and we all find ways to cope.
Some people play tennis for fun. Some people go golfing.
Some people fuck fake raccoons.
Go to bars. They drink a lot of beer. Some people even take drugs. Instead of doing all those things, we decide to put on costumes.
Furries say it's a form of self-expression.
All right, you get the idea. Strip club DJ's been busy. He's, he's the dude that's always getting people to talk about Timmy Boo Henson. Usually it involves ghetto black girls. Today, strip club DJ was on the streets talking to, I don't think this guy is homeless, but he certainly isn't right in the head. Take a listen.
Open door to the guys. Got it.
They got a whiff of the fart?
Yep.
Who farted? Oh, Timmy Boo Henson did?
No, Jordan. That was my wife.
Oh, your wife?
Yeah. No, I'm going. She killed herself last year.
She killed herself?
If my wife killed herself, I sure as hell wouldn't be telling stories about how much her fart stank.
No, I'm going. She Rude. Killed herself last year.
She killed herself?
Yeah.
Bipolar. Oh, bipolar.
I've been talking to Sling Blade.
Yeah, that causes, that's like depression and all that.
Her go off her bed, she's all great. She's under, all right if you're under medication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that person I know, Timmy Boo Henson, is on all those bipolar medications.
What?
How many you got to take?
He's a mess. He is a mess.
How many do you got to take?
I don't take them. Timmy Boo Henson does.
How many?
Oh, he takes everything. Everything from aspirin to an enema.
None of those things help bipolar people.
You name it.
I think strip club DJ was just trying to get this crazy man to say the words Timmy Boo Henson, but it didn't work out. Still, it's kind of amusing to hear. Do you guys remember Nicole? She was a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee, not a very pretty girl, and one without any talent. Henceforth, the Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nomination. Well, she's back singing a cover of Kelly Clarkson's A Moment Like This. I have a feeling this moment is going to stretch out to a fucking eternity. Let's take a listen.
Ooh. What if I told you it was all meant to be? Would you believe me? Would you agree? It's almost a feeling.
Let me read you some comments while she's singing this. These are left by people from YouTube. Your face makes me want to punch babies.
When I tell you
death to your voice box. I thought my computer had a virus or something.
A moment like this. Some people wait a lifetime for a moment like this.
Ooh.
Some people search forever for the one special kiss.
Fuck up, retard. Your voice is so special, I'm not lying.
Like
oh my fucking god, you are so fucking bad.
Everything changes, but you
wow, this was entertaining.
Something so tender, I can't explain.
Oh shit, I cried because I peed in my pants from laughing. Incest is an awful thing.
For a moment like this.
Some people wait a lifetime for that one special kiss.
Some people search forever.
Oh my god, I almost punched my screen. I waited a lifetime for this video to be over. Oh, Jesus Christ. Alright, okay. She's hitting some notes that I didn't even know existed. All right, so there you go, a little bit from Nicole. I've got an angry Mexican here for you today. That kind of sounds like a bizarre sex term. Anyways, he was driving through one of those protests, you know, the old white men who are screaming about protecting our borders. Well, this guy, the little Mexican kid, had a megaphone and decided to scream back.
Fuck you, fucking racist pig! Como yo, puta, vais a la chingada, pinches vatos pendejos!
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, motherfucker! I'll turn that little motherfucker to the ground, motherfucker!
Fucker!
Fuck you, dude!
I love the way Mexicans say fucker. Fucker! Hey, fucker!
Fuck you, dude! We gotta take over, Salinas, dude! Go throw it in the east side, motherfucker! I'll be waiting for you anytime, motherfucker! Fuck you!
Sounds like a Cheech and Chong record.
You white racist pig! You go back to England, motherfucker, I'll fuck you up, puto!
Go back to England.
Esta la verga, puto! Esta la verga, puto! Throw down in East Salinas, motherfucker! I'll fuck you up, you fucking scary cat! Fucking you, fucking racist, puto! Hey, fuck you, puto! I'll throw it down to you, motherfucker, too, motherfucker! Esta la verga, puto! Chinga tu madre, perro!
Okay.
You go south too, motherfucker, I'll fuck you up.
Okay, not the best rebuttal. Go south. No, you go south, haha. Then one of the white guys asks, are you gay?
Are you gay, bitch? Vete la verga, puto. Vete la verga, pinches huevos, putos.
All right, the Mexicans are fighting back with their words. Their jib-jab language. I've got one more clip before we get into the news. It is Peter and Raymond. I love playing these guys every once in a while. I found a new clip. Take a listen.
I'll let you go ahead and, as long as you don't raise fucking hell and destroy the world, you dirty son of a bitch. But you ain't going to destroy my life, you dirty cocksucker. Because queers are not human.
I'll go along
no
with
way.
That.
No way. You know this, boy loves girl, girl loves boy. I hate boys. I ain't never fucked a boy or whatever the cocksucker.
Merry Christmas, Ray.
I ain't never let one fuck me. You ain't a human being, you're a fucking queer. Queers are not human beings. They ought to all be killed. We ought to kill them all.
All right.
They're not human. I like the human race. I love the human race. I don't like any son of a bitch that says, oh, queers is normal. Would you mind shutting your fucking mouth, you lying son of a bitch? I am the human race, you fucking queer. You ain't never joined the human race in your life.
I am the human race.
The human race says boys love girls and girls love boys. You're not a human. You're some kind of fucking, I don't know what the hell you are, but you're not normal.
There you go. Just, you know, typical Peter and Raymond fighting. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, not a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now. It is only $5 a month or $50 a year. It's a perfect time to sign up. It's payday. We've got some weekend content for you guys. Going to be doing a bonus episode of DV. Corey will be back with Fud Fudge Sunday. You'll also grab yesterday's Sideshow exclusive Grum. Again, it's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from California. A couple faces child endangerment charges after police say they tried to sell their six-month-old baby for $25 outside a Walmart store. I feel conflicted about this. Most people would just say, oh my god, they're horrible people. But no, I see it a couple different ways. One, they were smart enough to price the baby right for where they were at. They were at a Walmart. You're not going to get top dollar for selling a Walmart baby, you know what I mean? $10,000, $100,000. I mean, that's what babies go for. They're precious commodities, especially because this baby was white. So they priced the baby right at $25. You know, especially for those impulse shoppers. Think about it. For the same price you'd pay for a GE coffee maker, you could walk out with a six-month-old baby. Then, if you wanted, you could turn around and sell that toddler on Craigslist for twice as much. maybe even three times. All right, the problem, though, I have is that, yes, the baby is very underpriced. Something is probably wrong with it. Buyer beware. She might have some sort of hip issue and need, you know, surgery or something. I know that's an issue with dogs a lot of times. All right, police spokesman officer, Lalo Viagas or something, said Thursday that Patrick Fausick, 38, and Samantha Tomasini, Jesus Christ, these names, were arrested early Wednesday, hours after Fausick allegedly approached two women outside Walmart and asked if they'd like to purchase his child. The women initially thought this guy was joking, but when he, like I said, this guy, it obviously had his last name, I just didn't want to read it again. But when he became persistent, they became suspicious and reported it to police. They did an outstanding job and gave officers good information. I don't know if they're mothers, but they definitely had that instinct to help, said the police officer. Fausick and Tomasini were arrested at 1 a.m. On Wednesday in their home. Officer said the couple appeared to be high on methamphetamines. No, that's not the Patrick Fausick I know. Fausick and Tomasini were arrested at their home. Officer said the couple appeared to be high on meth, and the house was in disarray. A police report also claimed that Tomasini... Tomasini, I guess I'm pronouncing that right, told Child Protective Services, who took the baby, that she had breastfed the infant while under the influence. Smart. The couple was also booked on charges of being under the influence of narcotics, and Fausick was also charged with an extra charge of violating probation. The couple is expected to be in court just about right now, at which time they will be assigned public defenders. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. Penis smuggling. It's a real problem in South Korea. South Korean shopkeepers will face charges for smuggling thousands of Arctic fox penises from China to sell as love charms, said custom officials on Thursday. This really illustrates the cultural differences between the West and the East. There, it's acceptable to hang cocks around your neck. Here, not so much. You won't find many people willing to do that. Let me correct myself here. You wouldn't find many straight people willing to do that here. The 57-year-old tried to import 4,900 penises through the port of West Seoul. The body parts are from species of fox found in northern Europe, Russia, and Alaska that are becoming very rare. South Korean law bans the import of body parts from rare wildlife species. Quote, we found out that some Buddhist shops and fortune tellers are selling such parts out of superstition that amulets made of them will bring back husbands who have left their wives, Jesus, or help women find husbands, one official said. I know exactly why those necklaces help women find dudes. Because these guys see these broads with cocks around their necks, And they say to themselves, holy shit, this bitch must be loose. She's looking to get fucked. So, of course, then the men approach these women and say, hey, baby, I've got a cock for you. One piece sells at anywhere between 50,000 won and 500,000 won. I don't know the conversion on that. It sounds like it would be pretty pricey. Officials said they would widen their probe to cover online sales as well. So there you go. If you want to purchase an Arctic fox penis from China, you better get on that now before officials crack down on that shit. All right, final story we have for you today. Are you anti-Semitic? Hate those dirty Hebes? I've got some horrible news for you. Dutch police are using decoy Jews to stop anti-Semitic attacks. Now, let me tell you, when I heard the words decoy Jew, this is what popped in my mind. Like a mannequin, a Jewy-looking mannequin, you know, with the hook nose and everything, kind of dressed like an accountant, bent over, picking up wads of money with a bagel peeking out of his pocket. Yes, Dutch police are to use decoy Jews by dressing law enforcers in Jewish religious dress, such as skull caps, in an effort to catch anti-Semitic attackers. Apparently it's a real problem over there in Dutchland, the Netherlands. Lodgwick Ashcheer, Amsterdam's mayor, has ordered the new decoy strategy to cut the number of verbal and physical attacks on Jews amid fears that anti-Semitic hate crimes are on the rise. Jews in at least six Amsterdam neighborhoods often cannot cross the street wearing a skullcap without being insulted, spat at, or even attacked. Hold on a second, I need to get on Travelocity. I know where I'm taking my next vacation. Amsterdam police already disguise officers as decoy prostitutes, decoy gays, and decoy grannies in operations to deter street muggings and attacks on homosexuals. Police in the Dutch city of Gouda, I don't know, have claimed the use of officers disguised as apparently frail old age women has helped cut street crimes. If we receive several reports of street robbery in a certain location, we send out the granny. That soon quiets things down, said a spokesman. Secret television recordings by the Jewish Broadcasting Company, what? Broadcast at the weekend have shocked Amsterdam, a city which prides itself on liberalism and, of course, which is home to the Anne Frank Museum. The footage showed young men, often of immigrant origin, shouting and making Nazi salutes at a rabbi when he visited different areas of the Dutch capital. So be on the lookout, Jews. The tides are turning. I'll get you. Just think, if this, like, anti-Semitic attitude continues and starts to spread, it'll be just like the good old days, having those Jews hide up in attics and shit, firing up those ovens. Oh.
I see trees of green.
Okay, just kidding, of course. I love everyone. Do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freak, speak to me, please.
Timothy James Henson, you enormous faggoty faggot. This is Andrew White from San Diego, California, longtime listener. Dude, first of all, great job on the show. I fucking love it.
Thank you.
That's fucking fantastic, really. Now, the reason I'm calling you, and I'll try to make it brief, is because I would like to present to you my theory of what Harpo Jarvi is all about.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure you remember that clip of Raymond 14 where he's talking about the milkshake. Now, I was listening to that the other day.
Kind of like a milkshake.
I get the feeling, well, maybe it's because I was stoned that day, so take it with a grain of
probably
salt. But I think what he's saying is, my life is kind of like a milkshake.
Oh.
So, he goes on to explain how it's like two substances mixed together, and that's what causes the Harpo Jarvi to return. So I'm thinking that this little freak is actually making up this either imaginary friend, Harpo Jarvi, or it's some sort of weird split personality thing, and you know.
So you think Harpo Jarvi is really Raymond 14, another side of him, another alter ego?
Andrew calling in from Thunder Bay here. Just wanted to let you know, if you haven't seen the show Gangland on the History Channel, I believe you should check it out, man, because there's some golden TNB moments. So there's about six seasons of it, so yeah, there's probably lots of source material for your show. All right, keep up the good work, buddy. Peace.
All right, I'll look that up, definitely.
Hey there, Tim. Groundskeeper Willie. A couple of days behind on the shows. But, yeah, it's a South African woman who invented the anti-rape device, you know,
right.
Again.
Yeah.
I'm thinking all these anti-rape devices on the market, there, I think there might probably is a market for rapists to have anti-rape condoms. That, like, some kind of really thick condom or something like that.
Yeah.
That blocks anti-rape devices.
That's not a bad idea.
$1 million idea there, Tim.
That is $1 million idea. I don't know, like, morally how you'd feel about helping rapists out, but yes. Oh, a little Rock Lobster. Rock Lobster! We were at the beach. All right, I'm not going to play that whole thing. Moving on.
Hey, Tim, Spence from Virginia here. I finally downloaded the Sexo Flex's album, and it's fucking awesome.
Yes.
Anybody who's been, you know, holding off, not doing it, check it out. If you like the show, you'll definitely love their album.
Yes, their music is it's like the soundtrack to DV.
And also, I don't normally get into these fights, or I'm not a violent person, but death to all furries. I seriously think I would commit a hate crime against a furry if I saw one.
Yeah, well, I wonder what you thought about today's news story. The local news getting in on the action.
Jigu Tim, Burning Kitty Cat here, and someone called in and they said they were watching Distorted View.
Yeah.
Well, and you corrected them saying, listening? Well, it was obvious that he was over at Ron Jeremy's house, because, you know, he can watch Distorted View, unlike the rest of them.
I know. Ron Jeremy fucked up the intro to DV. He did a little spot saying that you're supposed to say you're listening to Distorted View, but you're, I don't know what he said. He's stupid.
Hey, Tim. I was the guy who called up 4 years ago, being all excited about the 4th of July stories.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of cool hearing a shout back 4 years later.
Yeah, isn't that but, weird? People still listen to this thing?
Nothing's changed in my life.
That's where he dropped the call. Okay.
Hey, Sam, if I were to Sextastic Tuesday, Sextastic Tuesday about Cheryl Murkowski and Betty White, will you read it?
Yeah, you know what? I might read that. I typically don't read fan-submitted Sextastic Tuesday stories anymore, but that might be a good one.
Hey, Timothy James, Sideshow member Dan from Texas calling in. Hey, man, I just had a great idea. You know how a lot of celebrities are putting their voices to these global positioning systems and all that kind of stuff?
Yes.
Why not put your voice into one of these little talking boxes? I think
okay.
It would be great for you to start berating the person if they make the wrong turn or they have to turn around.
Stupid son of a bitch! I said left! Bear left!
Anyway, just thought about that and thought about you.
All right, contact the TomTom people. We can create a Tim-Tim. All right, and finally today...
Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
Question for you. You're a gay man, a homosexual,
what?
A careless fairy, and you play a lot of gay porn audio on your show. Maybe you've had this question before, but I was curious myself, so I'll go ahead and ask it. What turns you on? You know, you play a lot of audio that I imagine would turn a gay man on. Do you ever...
Really? You think that?
Get aroused during your own show? You ever have to take a break and...
Jerk off?
Do your thing?
No, I've never had to stop what I'm doing and jerk off because the clips that I've been reviewing were simply too hot. My cock couldn't control himself. So I hope that answers your question there. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD-IT'S-IN-OH-GOD. Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're not yet Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now. Got some weekend content for you. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. We'll do it all over again starting on Monday. Until then, bye, everybody!
Heart surgeon. I met him in New Orleans and he gave me $250 to shit. And he was on his knees. I was on standing on the toilet squatting down. And he was on his knees. And he jerked off and he was watching me shit.